Captain Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got Wellness Check. Alex, what did the Leafs do this week?
That's a good question. I don't know. Please pause. I need to, like, rewind here. Go on. Tell me what the Leafs did.
I was asking you for a reason. No, I'm kidding. They beat Montreal last night.
Oh, yes. After I saw the 20-foot skeleton wearing a giant Habs jersey. So that's... Yes. We love to see it.
They played like shit, but they did win. So, little things. And then Friday was trade deadline day. The Leafs basically made one trade, I think. There might have been two. But the most notable one was Connor Dewar for a 2026 fourth round pick and Dmitry Ovechkinnikov. I haven't had to say his name in a while. It's gone from how I remember how to pronounce it. Dmitry Ovechkinnikov. I keep missing the K. We were calling him Ovechkinnikov in my house, so I know that is wrong. But
yeah. I feel like the K shouldn't be, the K needs to be earlier in the last name.
Yeah, I think it's also like the two N's. It's all throwing me off. So Connor Dewar is a, like, penalty killer, defensive center. He played last night. He was fine. I don't know. There was literally, like, he was fine.
All right,
that's all I got. He was fine. I feel like they traded for someone else, like the rights to somebody, but it's not on there. Hold on. They also, where'd it go? Oh, there we go. They traded for the rights to Cade Weber, who is a 6'7", 210-pound defenseman at BU.
We love that.
Yeah. For a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Canes, which is just Brad likes the big boy defenseman, in case you haven't gotten that already. And then earlier this week, was it this week? Did we talk about it last week? I have lost track. Do you remember? Labushkin traded to the Leafs.
I think we talked about it last week.
I think we did. Yeah. He was fine, basically. That's it. That's all I got. He was fine in the games he played this week. The Leafs also played Boston, I think, twice this week. Sucked ass both times. Yeah, they lost to the Bruins 4-1 on Thursday, the night before that. And they put poor Joe Wall in net and played like garbage. And then the night before that, Samsonov was in net and they played the Sabres and won 2-1 in overtime. It didn't look like they were going to win that game either. And they had also lost to Boston 4-1 earlier in the week on Monday. So yeah, it's been an I hate Boston week, and I don't want to look at the standings because I know that right now we're playing Boston week for us all.
Yeah, don't love that.
No one does. yeah, that's it. That's all that happened with the Leafs, I think. Oh, I lied. Morgan Rielly turned 30. That's the most important thing that happened this week. Morgan Rielly turned 30 yesterday. And all I have to say is, like, that can't be right. He's been 25 years old for 7 years. He's been 25 years old since he was drafted, frankly.
It's just one age forever.
Yeah. I love him so much.
Oh, there was that picture of, a chair, like a charity event or something? Yeah. And
blue and white, the Leafs blue and white night gala event. And so there's always like kind of funny pictures that come out of it. So like that's where we got the ones them doing like basically the newlywed game on stage. So like that's where that came from. And then there was this picture of Joe Wall and Matthew Nyes sitting very close together at a poker table. And then Brendan Shanahan is sitting like a foot and a half away from Nyes at the same poker table. And then you zoom the photo out and Mark Giordano is sitting again like a foot and a half away from Joe Wall. And it just looks like they are both being chaperoned on a first date with their dad's presence. Like,
yep. It's them sitting with their dads explaining how poker works and being like, okay, so like, here's this money and like, this is what you're gonna do. Like, oh yeah, that's a good hand, blah, 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 blah. And also, Joe Wall, almost unrecognizable in that picture. Took me a hot minute to process.
He had a beard. It was very weird. Like, I liked it. It just threw me off. I was like, who is that man? And then I was like, oh, it is Joe Wall. Okay.
So, like, it took me, as soon as I saw it, I was like, who is that? I almost sent it to the group chat and was like, who is this? And then it clicked. I was like, oh my God, that's Joe Wall.
Yeah. Like, it was just a very crazy photo, frankly.
It really was.
I love it.
It's a great picture. I'll be thinking about it for the rest of my life. So.
Yeah, I love the entire chaperone vibes of the photo. It's very funny. Like, why are they sitting that close together?
I don't know.
That's what keeps bugging me. Like, you can't play poker as a team. Well, it doesn't work that way.
That is my entire thought process behind this. I feel like neither of them actually know how to fully play. So they're just, like, spitting off of each other. And being like, wait, so can I do this? Is this a good move? That's what I think was going on there. I think they were playing it as a team.
Has to be the only reason why they were sitting so close together. Like, there's literally two options, and we've set them both out. They'll have to come clean and tell us which was which. Yeah. So that's what's been up with the Leafs. That's it. That's all I got. Okay, what else happened this week other than 8 million trades? I say other than. 8 million trades is basically all that happened. But we'll start at the beginning. So if Jenny Kuznetsov has come back from the player assistance program, and then was placed on waivers. I think it was like in conjunction, like it was agreed upon. It wasn't just a "we're putting you on waivers" kind of thing. Like it was agreed upon with him that a change of scenery would be good. So he was placed on waivers and he cleared waivers, and then he reported to Hershey, and then he was traded later this week, I think. Yeah. Okay. So he was traded to Carolina for the Capitals. From the Capitals for a 2025 third round pick. And Washington is retaining 50% on his contract because it was $7.8 million AAV. We're happy to see that he's back and hopefully getting a new start. Something good. All right. Okay, I literally bookmarked this because I thought it was so funny with all the freaking names that the Flyers have. They have signed Denver Barkey to an entry-level contract. be to add to their bonk and brink and now barky, which goes with the dog mask. So, you know, he's going to fit right in.
Oh, what? Wow.
Like, I feel like they just genuinely, like, picked the funniest things that they could do. They're just like, what could we do? And then picked the most insane options.
Should we have an entire team that sounds like names you would name your pet? Yes.
Things that come out of Travis Konecny's mouth on a regular basis.
It's just Connections, the Flyers version.
Yeah.
New York Times Connections? No, the Flyers.
The Flyers. That's the next one. You're going to look for the, you're going to go, oh, boink, brink, bark, barkly, barky. We found it. This is the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, the Flyers connection. Wow.
What else happened this week? Oh, the Devils finally, I was going to say killed. They finally fired Lindy Ruff, which has been which has been overdue for like a year and a half at this point.
Yeah. For sure.
We don't know that they didn't kill him. However, I should not be starting these rumors.
Rip to that man. Hope you find peace in whatever you're doing next. Happy for you, Devils.
Yeah. I have no idea. And they've named Travis Green interim head coach for the rest of the season.
All of my entire Twitter just turned into like the New Jersey Devils fan page. Not my Twitter, but my Twitter feed was suddenly all Devils people coming out of the woodwork, and everyone was like falling on their knees. So hopefully that works in your favor, guys. Yeah. That's my thought.
Yeah, exactly. Alexander Nylander had a hat trick this week.
He
was recently traded to Columbus and then was like, actually, I'm going to score 5 goals in 2 games.
Mm-hmm. I love that for him.
Same. I think I just...
Fuck the Jackets, but I love Alexander Nylander.
Yeah. Well, the Jackets are still bad, so it's okay, I think. Yeah. But he also scored it on the Golden Knights, which is like, whew, top notch. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pick a team to score it on, thank you. That's the one. Yeah,
exactly.
So go, Alex. That's all we have to say. Mm-hmm. Oh. Vegas? Okay. I hate Vegas. I think lots of people hate Vegas for good reason. Like, there's no bad reason to hate Vegas. There's lots of good reasons. And number one is they traded for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start at the beginning here. Nope, I've gone too far back. Okay, so the first thing they do is acquire Anthony Mantha from the Capitals for a 2024 second round pick and a 2026 fourth round pick. Capitals are retaining 50% of the $5.7 million cap hit. That's number one. We're like, okay, yeah, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. Next, they go and they trade for Noah Hanifin.
Really triggered by that?
Yeah. You know what, though? Jack Eichel and Noah Hanifin are going to be so happy.
Yeah.
I see that 2015 grit draft class. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
My heart just breaks because birthday bestie on the icky Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
But you know what? They're both from Boston and it could be worse. So
That is true.
So that was for Daniil Miromanov, who's a D. A conditional 2021 first round, 2025, not sure why I said 2021, first round pick. A conditional 2025 third round pick. I'm trying to remember the conditions. Oh my God, if you start talking to me, I'm going to kill you. Sorry, this is at, that's the TSN website, not Alex. Don't worry. The conditions on the first round pick is top 10 protected, and becomes a 2026 first round pick if they trade it.
Interesting. If
Vegas traded it before the deadline, which is kind of interesting because I guess they were like, they're going to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the Flyers retain some salary on that. Oh, I forgot the Leafs also traded for Joel Edmondson. I just saw this pick, this one again. 2024 third round pick, 2025 fifth round pick. No analysis other than crop top man.
Yep.
That's all I got. If he does nothing else, it's I hope he teaches Willie and Austin to wear crop tops.
Me too. But you know it's going to be Mitch that shows up in a crop top, so.
No complaints. I'm happy with that too.
Mitch is going to bust out crop top jean shorts.
Jean shorts and a somehow more atrocious hat than he's ever worn before.
You know those like corduroy flat brim hats? That's what he's going to pop out in.
Yeah. I love it. That's a vibe. That's a vibe. I hope he does.
He's got the ankle socks, calf socks, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Burks.
Sambas. Burks.
Burks with the socks. And then, like, okay, so back to Vegas being annoying as hell. Literally at the wire, retired Bob McKenzie on Trade Center pops in and goes, do I have some news for you? And said news is Vegas is acquiring Thomas Hertl. This is also the most insane trade. Like, why did the Sharks just give him up for free, basically? This is what Vegas is getting. Thomas Hertl, a 2025 third round pick, a 2027 third round pick, and the Sharks, while retaining 3%, no, not 3%, 17% of Hertl's salary, get a 2025 first round pick and David Edstrom, who is just like, I assume a prospect or some dude. I don't know. But the point is, like, you were just fleeced. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. They said, take us for all we're worth. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. And I hate them. I hate the Vegas Golden Knights.
Me too.
So yeah, that's Vegas. Big winners on the trade deadline here. All right. Who else have we got? Who else was traded? Who's of note? Casey Middlestat, most well known in my head for not being able to do a pull up at the draft combine. Relatable as hell.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Why did we make such a big deal about it, though? That's what I want to know. Why were we making such a big deal about it? Was traded to Colorado for Bowen Byram. The trade was one for one.
Wow.
No analysis on this other than I know very little about. I think it's both. It's just kind of a swap of young players who are kind of struggling. Young-ish. Mm-hmm. I think 2018, 2017 draft, something like that.
Yeah, something around there.
So, you know, no real analysis on that one. Bowen Byram scored in, like, his first game with Buffalo, though, and he's a defenseman.
Congratulations, Bowen Byram.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Senator. Sorry. Well, he sounds like someone who should be in Buffalo. That sounds like a very Buffalo Sabres name, so
yeah,
congratulations to him.
You're right, it does. The Panthers acquired Vladimir Tarasenko at 50% from Ottawa for a 2025 third round pick, a conditional fourth, and a conditional fourth round pick, which literally becomes a third round pick if the Panthers win the cup. So, you know, I think Tarasenko had a no trade. So that was like him using his leverage on that one for sure. But again, no analysis. I don't know. Is Tarasenko good? I don't know. Probably wasn't on the Senators, but will be on Florida.
Sounds about right.
That's just kind of how it works, I believe.
Yeah.
That one doesn't look that important. Not sure why I bookmarked it. But anyway, the Avs acquired Sean Walker and a fifth round pick in 2026 from the Flyers in exchange for Ryan Johansson and a first round pick in 2025. Oh, right-handed defenseman. That's what it was. Right-handed defenseman fetched a first rounder when it probably shouldn't have. So, you know, good for you, Sean Walker. Alex Wenberg said, "Get me the fuck out of Seattle, book talk town." That's not truly fair, but anyway, he was traded to the Rangers for a 2024 second round pick and a conditional 2025 fourth round pick, which is... Oh, wait. Huh? I'm confused. Because Chris says it becomes a condition, it becomes a 2025 third rounder if Nils Lundqvist, who is irrelevant to this trade as far as I know, gets 55 points total for the season. So it might have been somebody else's pick.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it was okay. It was somebody else's pick that had conditions on it, and they were just like, here, have this preconditioned pick. So, random. Okay. All right.
I might be taking this completely out of context, but this just line by the GM of the Kraken, "We talked to Wenny, liked him." We talked to Wenny, comma, liked him. What? What is that? I don't know what that means. I just liked him. What?
Yeah, I have no idea.
In what way? I don't know. Moving on.
I don't know. I don't try to understand these men because I think that they intentionally talk cryptically sometimes. Sure. So it's just like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
The Oilers got Sam Carrick and Adam Henrique and a 2024 seventh rounder from the Ducks for a 2024 first round pick and a conditional 2025 fifth round pick. Again, that seems like a lot for Adam Henrique, but it is what it is. Anthony Beauvillier was traded again. Was he traded before or did he just sign somewhere else? I have no idea.
That's a good question. I want to say when I first saw it, I thought that he had been traded previously.
I think so.
I'm not positive. I wonder if this will have any, like, backup, background.
I have no
idea. He was traded to Chicago by Vancouver for a conditional pick in the 2024 NHL draft on November 28th.
Oh, it's the same year? Dang.
This came after he was traded to Vancouver by the Islanders on January 30th of 2023.
Oh my gosh, this man's getting traded twice in a season and like three times in like 11 months, 12 yeah. months. No, that 13 months, that's what I'm trying to say, not 12.
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry, bud. He was traded to Nashville for a fifth round pick in 2024. Edmonton also acquired Troy Stetcher and a seventh round pick from Arizona for a fourth round pick in 2027. So basically, the Arizona Coyotes, who probably won't exist in 2027, just gave Troy Stetcher and a 2024 seventh round pick
mm-hmm.
for free.
Yep.
Like, it literally just, that was just a free trade. Happened. Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Yeah. This was, like, all before deadline day, too. They were, like, it was, I think it was Tuesday? Monday? I don't know. There was one day that they were, like, well, actually, today is deadline day. With the way they were trading things.
Yeah.
But also, we had some really fun things that Carolina put half the former Rangers on waivers.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're done with our January 6th guys.
Yep.
So long, Brendan Lemieux and Tony D'Angelo, who they had been trying. They were like, please take him. Please. Please yeah, take him.
They were basically on their knees begging at that point.
They were. They also put Antti Raanta on waivers, who has really struggled this year. And the Leafs had put Lagesson. I forgot about this, too. The Leafs put Lagesson on waivers. He was claimed by somebody. I don't remember who. Somebody. Where is it? Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And Boris Tkachuk was also on waivers that day. Why is that notable? Only because of where he went. He went to Ottawa, so they now have Tkachuk and Tkachuk. So RIP to Ottawa announcers. I'm very sorry.
Terrible. I saw somebody, they posted a picture of the jersey, and somebody had tweeted, they were like, when Fanatics fucks up my Tkachuk jersey.
Literally. What else happened? Oh, Tampa Bay acquired Anthony Duclair and a 2025 seventh round pick from San Jose for Jack Thompson and a 2024 third round pick. Duclair is obviously a great pickup. I feel like he's just like a good like depth scorer.
Yeah.
And I think he's good at the penalty kill too, if I recall. Jake Guentzel was finally traded for and was 25% retained to the Canes. Oh, also Ty Smith was with him. Do I know who Ty Smith is? No, but it is what it is. For Michael Bunting, Ville Koivunen, Vasily Ponomarev, Cruz Lucius, a conditional 2024 first round pick and a conditional 2024 fourth round pick. Kyle Dubas was like, give me Michael Bunting back.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, that that is, like, a pretty good trade. Kyle did well.
Yeah.
I don't think Jake Guentzel is worth that much, so that's why I think Kyle did well. I genuinely, you know what? I genuinely believe Jake Guentzel has just benefited from being on the same team as Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I think he will suffer on Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know really anything about Jake Guentzel. So the only thing I can tell you about Jake Guentzel is things that have to do with Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang. So.
Exactly. What has he done himself?
Nothing.
I don't know. What else? Oh, they're, because they're annoying as hell. They're like, oh, gotta drop some things. during trade deadline day to freak you out. Jordan Eberle signed a 2-year contract extension with the Kraken. Okay, thanks. And then we get, there was something about, oh, Nyes was paper transaction to the Marlies. And I'm like when I, they were like, Nyes is moving. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, it freaked me out.
I was like, I'm going to kill you guys. Stop phrasing things like this. Tyler Toffoli was traded to Winnipeg. Hold on, I got to get that deal because that I think that was a good move for Winnipeg. For a 2024 third rounder and a 2025 second rounder, and the Devils retained 25% of Toffoli's salary. Good for them. I think that's a good deal. Pat Maroon was traded to the Bruins for a conditional 2026 sixth round pick. He's 2 to 3 weeks away from returning from back surgery. I hate this trade for several reasons. One, Pat Maroon on the Bruins. That one's self-explanatory. Two is that he, like, oh, remember I think it was last year, Jack Edwards, the announcer for the Bruins, like, basically called him fat.
I don't think so. It might have been
2 years ago, but he, like, literally, like, just called Pat Maroon fat. I think it was fat and lazy. Like, it was
rude.
Something, like, I hate Jack Edwards. He's also the epitome of a hometown announcer, but, like, it's just something you should not be saying about anybody.
No.
And I don't like Pat Maroon. That should be put out there. I don't like Pat Maroon, but it's not something you should be saying about anybody. And then they're just, like, putting him on that team.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I would pull a... who even was it that... Yep, there we go. That's the name. I would pull Jason Spezza and say, actually, I will retire.
Thank you. Yeah. The Panthers acquire Kyle Okposo, who was Buffalo's captain, for a 2024 seventh round pick, and Cali Jalen? It's S-J-A-L-E-N.
Yeah, don't even know. Colin.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on the context, so I'm not sure.
I'm putting it in Google Translator.
So yeah, so that is what was I saying about that? That was just like the Sabres saying, here, you're our captain, but you deserve I can't remember who's tweeted it. Somebody said it's like giving your dog a steak before you, like, take it to be euthanized or something.
Oh,
like, last meal kind of thing. Treat you to a good Florida team. Which is very upsetting way to phrase it, but it is what it is. the Devils finally acquired a goalie. They got Jake Allen from the Habs for a conditional third. We're running out of people on the Coyotes again. They traded Jason Zucker for a pick, sixth round pick this year.
Well, bye.
Mm-hmm. The Flyers acquired Eric Johnson from Buffalo, which is just like, okay, good for you. I didn't know you needed D, but they decided.
I didn't know he was there. I assumed he was still on. That's like the same Eric Johnson that was on Avalanche. Didn't know that man went anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I did know that because also, like, every single time I think about him, he, I forget that he is not Swedish because of the way he spells Eric makes me think Swedish and his face also. Mm-hmm. And then I learned he's American and I'm like, no, absolutely not. Unacceptable. So I did know he was traded, but only because I remember having that exact thought sometime last year.
That's a fair thought to have because I have that thought every single time. It's just the Eric with a K with the last name Johnson, which it could be Eric Johnson, very easily, and he looks Swedish. So
what? It's the fact that he looks Swedish.
It really throws me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me do one last scroll through to see if we didn't talk about any other notable trades.
Remember Nick Pétain?
Yeah, Nick Pétain was traded to the Rangers. Like, it's literally an AHL trade. The Wolfpack has been really good this year, and they were like, well, actually, we just need, like, one little tweak.
Yeah.
And Nick Pétain is the tweak.
I was scrolling through the trade tracker, and I saw that, and it really brought me back.
Yeah. Oh, Matt Dumba was traded to the Lightning for a 2027 fifth round pick. Again, Arizona is just giving people away for free. 2027 is not a year that exists for the Arizona Coyotes. Like, with the way they're trending, it's just not a thing that exists. Oh, this was probably a good thing for the Rangers. They acquired Jack Roslovic, who is like a young-ish forward.
Mm-hmm.
That should help them, from the Blue Jackets for a conditional 2026 fourth round pick. Anything else of note? Not really.
Yeah, I don't.
Not with trades. Okay, what else happened? John Tortorella was ejected yesterday. Nobody seems to know, one, why he was ejected. Two, mm-hmm. why he was so heated. Because he, one, refused to leave the bench, and two, just kept chewing out the ref, who was, surprise, surprise, Wes McCauley. Yeah. When you learn that, you're like, oh, okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but we're on John Tortorella's side for this.
Yep.
I think everyone is. So, yeah, like, I don't. Nobody knows why.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I've been trying to see, like, comments and, like, read through comments and stuff and see, like, if anyone has any information, anything. I don't know. But, no, everyone's just like, fuck Wes McCauley. That's, like, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. So it seems like everybody is on John Tortorella's side.
Which is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So he was suspended 2 games and he was kicked out like within the first 10 minutes. It was very dramatic. It was like 4-0 already for Tampa. And there was, I think, a 10-minute misconduct already for one of the Flyers players. And then this man gets suspended or kicked out and is now suspended for 2 games and a $50,000 fine, which apparently the owner I think it was the owner said, we're going to pay for that no matter what. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
happy with what John did. So yeah. Interesting. Again, good, I guess, I think it's a good thing for the Flyers that they got some buy-in from their ownership group again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Elliot Friedman, who normally does not have good takes, I will say. He normally has bad takes when they ask him for his take. He's only good at being an insider. He said, I really believe that this is a case where we should hear from the officials. I don't think it benefits anyone, including the referees in this case, that we can't hear what happened here. Which is so true. It's like true across the board. Like, that we should always be able to have like a 10-minute press conference with the officials post game.
For sure. And also, like, if you're going to kick out or, like, eject a, like, the head coach and then suspend him and fine him, I think there needs to be that clarity of why.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the other thing is the officials need to be held accountable.
For
they're
sure.
never held accountable for when they're bad at their job.
No, like, he literally, Wes McCauley literally could have done it just because he didn't like what John Tortorella was wearing that day.
Exactly. We don't
It was
know.
In the first 10 minutes. Like, what happened in the first 10 minutes? I would like to go back and, like, watch that game, see if anything, like, happened in the gameplay or if it was just, like...
I think it was related to the misconduct. That's my guess. But, like, I have no idea for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. What else happened? Oh, the Chicago Blackhawks have officially been eliminated from the playoffs.
We love that.
It's just, like, likely place for him to be. That's all I got.
Slay.
That's all it is, just likely place for him to be. The Wild today were in overtime against Nashville. They really need the points to win. We'll talk about standings in a minute, just for the playoff race. So they really needed the 2 points. And so they pulled the goalie in 3-on-3 overtime, just, you know, for shits, basically, and scored and won. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's exciting. But apparently, it's in the rules. I've seen it now. I've seen a screenshot. Mm-hmm. That if you pulled the goalie and you get scored on, you lose the point you earned from going into overtime.
Yeah, which is insane. I saw that and I was like, am I the only one who did not know this? And then I looked at all the responses to that tweet and apparently no one else knew it either. But yeah.
Anyone knew, but I think it kind of makes sense.
It does.
Because, like, it's like you didn't just, like, tank it. You
yeah.
know? It makes sense to me.
For sure.
Did anything else happen with men's hockey? I don't think so.
Not that I can recall. Oh, you know what? This poll. I have been in a scary, scary cycle.
Okay.
There's been this girl on my TikTok for you page. And at first it was like, I don't even know. It was some NHL player and her being like, oh, like his girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. Scrolled past. I didn't listen to it after I like realized what the video was about. I said goodbye. And then the other day I was scrolling through and she was like, guys, Austin Matthews has a girlfriend and it's devastating. Meanwhile, this girl's like our age, like 25, 26. And she was like, this is like devastating news. And it's like, here's this picture that she posted on her Instagram story of her wearing this hat. And here's Austin wearing the same hat. Here's a picture that she posted from a game and she's wearing his jacket. Here's a picture of him wearing his jacket. And I was just like, this is so creepy. Why do you care that this man has a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to these lengths of being like, da da da? Also, it's been known that Austin's had a girlfriend. Like,
we knew last year because we were like, oh my God, he has someone he's willing to let have a wag jacket.
Yeah.
We had this conversation.
Like, I just like, why are we in here acting like, yeah, they're not. These also, some people don't realize that these, as much as these are professional athletes, they're not as much, I think, with how media is nowadays, people are like, oh, when you're a professional athlete, you're also a public figure. Which, mm-hmm. yes, in a sense, but it's also not public figures, as in we need to share every minute detail of our life. And it's like, more than half these guys, you're never going to know. Because A, most of them aren't posting on Instagram. And if they are, they're posting pictures fishing with the boys and on a boat when they're on vacation. Or a picture that they're like, you know what? That's a good picture of me on the ice. Let's go.
They're not the prime energy drink.
Exactly. Like, they're not on the Instagram for the shits and the gigs and the funds.
Yeah, not their public one for sure.
No, not their public one. But, like, I just, it's so concerning when I see someone being like, this is so devastating. And I'm like, but why? Because why?
Exactly.
Please leave these men alone. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I'm a nosy bitch. I would like to know who they're dating, but only because I'm nosy as fuck. I don't care that they're dating someone. You know? It's the difference.
Like, to open up, like, oh, Austin Matthews has a girlfriend. This is devastating. Here's all my evidence. That's crazy.
It is. It genuinely is.
Yeah, but I would like, and then, oh my God. So it's haunting me because I saw that and I was like, what the hell? Scrolled away. Didn't interact with it. Again, that was on TikTok. I opened my Twitter for one of the first times today and my Twitter feed annoyingly immediately refreshed. So it didn't go away, but I did catch, it did go away, but I caught a glimpse of it and it was a tweet saying, oh my God, like Austin Matthews' girlfriend, something. And it was a picture of her wearing a hat and then him wearing the same hat. My and then God. It refreshed. And I was just like, what is going on? Get me away. Get me away from here.
Yeah.
Although William Nylander, if you need a girlfriend, here. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, did you see today? he popped up on Dumois Spotted?
No.
Oh, hold on. I gotta see. I retweeted the tweet. I think hold on. Give me a minute. No. Oh. William Nylander of the Toronto Maple Leafs at Sugo in Toronto. Like, first of all, I think we knew that he just goes there all the time. Like, I think he's talked about it. Second of all, why are you submitting this to Dubois?
If there is one thing William Nylander is not, it's private. Everything that I just said about these men being private, take it away for William Nylander because he will let you know where he is and when. This man's out here riding public transportation. Follow him. He doesn't give a single shit.
Exactly.
He said, here's where I am. Here's the time I'm going to be here. You're welcome. And you know what? The world is better for it.
Uh-huh.
William Nylander is the influencer of the NHL.
He is. Also, you know what I learned this week? I don't know why. Did you know that David Pastrnak has a child?
No.
I learned that. The NHL posted something of him and his kid, and I was like, excuse me?
Wow.
That is news to me. Like, I don't actively try to learn anything about David Pastrnak. However, it was just him and William Nylander that led me to that. It's just insane.
Shocked.
Where have you gotten with your earring evidence? Because there have been several videos of Willie posted on NHL Europe's TikTok that keep popping up, and he was like reviewing Pastrnak's outfits. He was like, these are my favorite David Pastrnak outfits. And they were pretty lame, not gonna lie. but that's okay.
I haven't gotten very far. I feel like I need to start a folder. I also was out of commission for most of the week. I was sick. So I was asleep on my couch 90% of the time. So
isn't that the best time? But I guess if you're asleep, that's not gonna work.
Yeah. So I need to like go through, and I feel like I need to start a folder that I can just like see the earring.
Yeah, it looks like in those ones though, he's just wearing like a pretty tight hoop. So, you know, do with that what you will. Oh yeah, okay. I think that's it for men's hockey. I'm trying to scroll through my Twitter to see if there's anything else, but it's all Oscar's tweets right now, so I'm going to say no NHL information. It's happening. Okay, women's hockey. I finally got to go to a PWHL game. It really snuck up on me. I knew I had tickets to Friday night's game. I just forgot. And then I would like texted my friend who I coached with. I was like, I think we talked about this like 3 months ago, but did you want to come to this game with me? So yeah, we went. It was fun. Toronto won their 9th game in a row. 9th? 10th? I've lost track now. A lot. They won. And it was International Women's Day, so I got like a free t-shirt, which was fun.
Thank Love you. It.
And I got a free cowbell. Also fun. Cowbells, when you're at a hockey game, so easy. I don't have to clap anymore. I just shake my wrists.
Yeah.
It's very... You love it. I love it. My aunt had gotten us some for Worlds last year, so I have previous cowbell experience, but this was just like, yes, this is very easy. Let's use the cowbell. Yeah, it was really good. It was a fun game. It was very chippy at some points. They at one point there were four Montreal players in the box because three of them went to the box at the same time. No, wait. Yeah. So there was an incident where there was some sort of penalty right in front of the Montreal bench and the door was open at that point, which is like bad. Whoever was the training staff doing that should have just shut the door. Like, they can just deal with it. Oh, also, I think the boards are a little too high for everyone to jump, which is something I noticed and is a little interesting. Like, the bench is just a little too high for people to jump comfortably. Anyway, but so yeah, so something happened there and there were two penalties for roughing that were not offsetting minors. And then there was like a bit of a scrum and there were two more penalties for roughing. So there were three people in the box for each team. And then it's 4-on-4 and one of the Montreal players gets a penalty. So there were four of them in the box and three Toronto players at the same time. It was fun. It was chippy. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was really great to see Melody Daou again. She does not seem to have lost a step at all. For some reason, Poulin was also like seemed very bitchy the whole game. Like, I would not have wanted to play against her. Not because she was like playing particularly well, because Montreal didn't score any goals, but like, she just seemed annoying as hell. Yeah, it was great. I had lots of fun. I'm hoping to get tickets to another game at some point. We'll see. Ideally, if they make the playoffs, they will play them at somewhere bigger that I can actually get tickets to. That'd be good. That and my friend who I coach with knows one of the players on Boston, so in theory, she could get us tickets to see them play Boston as well.
Very fun.
Yes. Okay, what else happened with women's hockey this week? Okay, the most notable thing is we got the trailer for Inside Out 2. Why is that important? Because Kendall Coyne is going to be voicing a character in it. Because if you'll recall, the main character, Riley, loved hockey. I loved Inside Out. I cried. It was great. I'm excited. And then standings, because we didn't talk about standings last week. Toronto is at the top of the table. They are now the number one. They've gone from the bottom to the top.
Love to see it.
I think they might never lose again. This is just, it's just the way they're playing. They might never lose again, ever. Although Natalie Spooner didn't score on Friday, she was like directly contributed to the first goal and like was playing out of her mind as well. Malte got her first goal since like the beginning of the season, which was good. It was a great game. Anyway, Montreal is now in second. They played another game today and lost back to back for the first time and lost at home for the first time today. So Montreal on a downward slide. I don't know. Minnesota's in third. They have, where'd it go? They're like pretty securely in third. They probably could move up to first or second depending on other things happening. But fourth place is going to be the most notable because Boston and Ottawa have the same number of points right now. Boston has 20 points. So does Ottawa. Boston has only played 15 games, though, and Ottawa has played 16. And then just outside right now is New York with 17 points in 16 games. So lots of, like, that fight for fourth place is going to be huge. It's also, like, the season's also very weird because they are going to take, like, a pause for Women's Worlds in, I think, 2 weeks. Maybe even sooner. Let me pop over to the schedule. Let's see. Yeah, March 25th is the last regular season game before Worlds, and then they'll run right back into it April 18th after Worlds. Worlds end on the, I want to say, 13th of April? 14th of April. So, lots of exciting things happening here. And the regular season runs through May 5th right now. And then there'll be playoffs after that. And then the last thing is the U.S. announced who they've invited to camp before Worlds. I don't know. It's very interesting that they're doing a camp before Worlds, whereas Canada was just like, here's our team. I think it's more to keep, my guess is more to keep the college players engaged, because I think their playoffs are done in, again, like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They'll still have a week or two before Worlds that they'll need to keep them engaged and up to it. Canada's team is basically the same as last year, except no Rebecca Johnson because she's retired. I don't know. She didn't really say. Not playing this year. We'll just leave it at that. And Claire Thompson, who's the one at medical school. And most notably is there's no Mika Zandi Hart. And I don't know why that is, frankly. But she's not playing. Despite being like New York, PWHL New York's captain and stuff. So in those people's stead, we have Ashton Bell, Julia Gosling, and Nicole Gosling. So we will see. I think that's it for this week. You got anything else?
I don't.
All right. Well, that's it then. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.